Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Crippity.
I never really got into food that much, but since the chef's been coming on, I mean, you know, I got hooked with that, you know, her drunken chicken wing sauce. You know, I got hooked on that.
Yep.
I mean, ever since then, I became a foodie. I've been experimenting. You know, I do okay. Right now, I call my food edible, but it's not pretty. You know what I mean? It's not pretty. I haven't got the pretty down, but I got the edible down. And not only the celebrity chef is here in the studio to teach us how to do Thanksgiving, she became a good friend. She's always been my friend, but she became a closer friend. I think we've known each other for like good 4 or 5 years, you know?
6 years.
I'm always bad at anniversaries, 6 years. And not only is she a great person, man. I knew she was a great person. She was shy. Or maybe she just didn't want to talk to me or be seen talking to me in public. But, man, when her new book, and you know her book, we don't say enough about her book. She has a couple of books, and her new book is what, Ellen? Because I always say this and surprise you.
Till the Death of Me?
Chef, is that Chef's new book?
Yes, that is her latest book.
What's it called?
Till the Death of Me.
Mm-hmm. Is it a cookbook, Ellen?
No, it's not a cookbook. It's an espionage thriller.
Wow. Let me hear a little bit of it, Ellen. Let's see how good you are, because I know we didn't have rehearsal this morning, so you would have to go to our store called the Capture Store, and you can go to that and only reach that store through MVPandaMan.com.
Okay, hold on.
I'll kind of, don't worry, I'll give you time.
You're kind of what?
Huh?
You're kind of what?
I'll kind of stall for you.
Oh, okay, good.
Not only that I can barely hear you, kiddo. Huh?
I said stall for me.
Mm-hmm. I am, but you keep interrupting the stall. It's almost like going to the bathroom and somebody's kicking the stall. Are you done yet? Are you done yet? Are you done yet? Are you done yet?
Okay.
So not only she's a great...
Okay, I have the book.
I know.
Amira,
okay, tell me about the book.
Amira, a devoted Muslim, senses that something is amiss. She is not sure why her beloved father and protector is so hell-bent on creating and forming an alliance with the Westerners, but she is going to stand by her father and do as she is told, as many good Muslim girls is supposed to.
Ooh.
One fateful meeting takes her beloved father away from her forever. Now being raised by her aunt and uncle, she never forgets the pain it inflicted, and she vows to get revenge.
Wow. Yeah, you know, first of all, it sounds like a great book. See, so I'm just trying to tell you how versatile the chef is. You know, she is a chef. I mean, we got a pro. And she has a couple of cookbooks, but she also has that little intrigue in her, little mystery thriller writer. She's versatile. She also has her own sauces that I think the copyright is almost there. And I'm telling you, this is why I got hooked. When she did that Jamaican, when we did that, every time I
drunken
think of that
chicken.
Sauce, a drunken chicken, is a drunken chicken sauce, I think it was, right?
Mm. Yeah, we did drunken.
We cooked that. When she first did that, we cooked on the show. I mean, you and I started cooking it for like 2 or 3 weeks in a row almost, didn't we? I have never eaten so much chicken in all my life.
You were always calling me on the phone. I'm going to make Chef's drunken chicken wings again. I don't have the recipe. Remember what the recipe is?
I have the recipe. I saved it in my computer. We were making that like crazy. Ty was in the studio, you know, a little orphan Ty who was about, at that time, she was about maybe 27, 28. She was cooking the sauce up like a storm. We were cooking and we were eating chicken for, I want to say, weeks just to pour that sauce. That sauce tastes so good, didn't it? It smelled good. It tastes good. Get a good glaze. Well, we have a double hitter today. First up, the celebrity chef. Just dynamite. You might have seen the posting. I was going to post it last night on Twitter, but I was afraid that if I woke up this morning, it would be at the bottom. So after the show, I'm going to post it again. I'm going to post it after the show. And that way I can hit the East Coast. Happy Friday, everybody. The chef is here. And we're going to talk turkey. And we have new listeners coming in. I am so proud of the ratings. The ratings are getting me nervous because our ratings are exploding like my head. Yeah. Never tell me the ratings. Just never tell me the frickin' ratings. So we have, and they're good. I mean, I can't even get any higher than that if I smoke 5 bowls in 1 hour. Really high. Ratings so good, you get a nosebleed looking at them. That's how high the ratings are. Ratings go so good that people on opioids can't even get any higher than that. It's really high ratings, Ellen.
Wow.
You know how big our ratings are? Yeah, our ratings are so big. Obese people are just praying that they can get that fat. That's how big our ratings are. Our ratings so sweet that it put a lot of people in diabetic comas. That's how sweet our ratings are. Sweet.
Wow. Are you coffee cheating?
Yeah. Yes, I am. I told you to make your coffee.
I am making my coffee. My coffee just got done.
Let me tell you something. If you don't have, I told you 15 minutes ago, make your coffee. I'm making my coffee. If you don't make my coffee, guess what? You're not the only coffee in town. If you want to take your time making your coffee, guess what? I'm coffee cheating. There's always a cup waiting for me somewhere. There's a cup with some black, strong coffee, and it's saying, hey, boy, take a sippy of me. I said, no, I can't. Ellen hasn't got, really? Smell me. Ooh, you smell good. Coffee? That's right. But I got to wait for Ellen. Really? Put your lips on that cup and just take a little sip. Well, okay. I guess it's not cheating if I just give you a taste. Let me go. Oh, coffee. Bad, naughty, naughty coffee. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spank my cup. Hold on.
God, you're going to spank your cup.
There you go, Ellen. Ooh. Oh, God. Don't make me do this, coffee. It's okay, Brian. Do it again. All right, coffee. Oh.
God.
You just know how to do it. Oh, Brian, stop. It's so naughty. I can't help it, coffee. You taste so good. Oh, Brian. Oh, coffee. Oh, Brian. Oh, coffee. Ah, I must stop. Put down the coffee. Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, Sharice.
Yes, I see him. I can't get that song. I'm going to play that song again for Sharice. I played it yesterday, and then I'm going to let her in. She's going to listen right now. One more. Wait a minute. I got to spank one more time. Spank of that coffee. Don't make me do this, coffee. I'm so naughty. Stop it, coffee. I'm so big.
What kind of coffee
are you
drinking, and what cup are you drinking it out of?
No, it's a regular coffee, an adult coffee cup. It's a sippy cup.
Uh-oh, you're not drinking your sippy cup?
But you got to do the show, Brian.
What cup are you drinking out of?
Why is Ellen still talking? I don't know. Hang up on the bitch. Spank me, Brian. No, coffee. 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 Save me for later.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what to do with that coffee.
You've got issues.
I got issues, and we got... Bye-bye. Can we say it together? Bye-bye, sponsors. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye, sponsors.
The dude spanking his coffee, man. I can't sponsor that show. Dude spanked his coffee. He spanked his coffee. Dude spanked his coffee. No. Yeah, no. Dude spanked his coffee. Here's the song. Listen to the song. Listen to the song. I'm telling you, Chef, here it is. I can't get this song out of my mind. If you're in the BDSM, I'm going to set the scene.
Brian, it's a show. What's more?
Shut up, coffee.
Okay. Thank you, master.
Set up, coffee. Oh, I'm a slave to this coffee, or I'm the master of this coffee. Mess with my coffee beans. Setting the light, right? Dark. Real dark. So dark. One candle lit. Shh. There's nothing. You don't hear it, not a sound. You know, it's hard to, you know, you're, it's like it's hard to set the mood when I'm hearing clang, 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 clang. Shh, I'm dark and beautiful. Clang, 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 clang. Toilet flushing. Go on, Hammer. I'm trying to set the mood here. I'll wait for you.
Okay, go ahead. I have my coffee.
All right. All right. It's pitch dark. The moon is shining, my friends. It never shined before. You see a moon, but you never seen this kind of moon. It's like, ah! It's kind of moon like the werewolf will have to put on sunglasses and go, ooh! That's all shiny. But you shut the drapes and you have the moonlight, just a little bit of light, like a moonbeam in the room. Everything is still. It's so still that you can hear your hair rise from the back of your neck. That's what the hair does.
Okay.
Be quiet. Be quiet, hair. And then you hear footsteps. Going to the bed, and you look up, and you go, I know it's you, but you don't look like you, and this is a funny feeling, and I don't know if I'm safe, but I know I'm safe. And then, all of a sudden, she just lays her hand, her arms like wings, but you can't see them because she's black and going, what are you doing? What are you doing? Shh, 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 shh. Shut up. Shut up. But then you get that golden body of hers, that dark golden body that shines it was through there. Yes, it was. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. And then all of a sudden, all you can hear is a heartbeat. Shh. Listen closely. You can hear a heartbeat. Doo-doo. 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 Doo-doo.
That's a heartbeat?
Doo-doo.
Okay.
Yes. Doo-doo. 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 Do 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 do. Oh yeah. Shh. And then the magic happens. You reach over and you turn on your iTunes. Shh, magic. And what you hear is the most beautiful music. And this is what you hear. Hey, welcome to the Brian Hammerjack Show. Here's Alan. No, change the channel. Changing the channel. You listen to music. Shh. And then you can hear her breath. Okay, she smokes. She's wheezy. Shh. Her breath is as you untie her. Well, you don't. You're keeping her tied. And then because she's wheezing. Shut up. You put a ball gag in her mouth. This turned into a murder, not a sexy thing. Uh-oh. Let's call the police on this son of a bitch. It's turning into a murder. Then a dark, black stranger comes in, and you hear his voice. Hello. That voice turns you on. Shh. But you can't hear it get turned on because the ball gag's a little tight. Uh-oh. The eyes are popping out, and the teeth are chipping it for like a little chipmunk trying to get breath. Sexy. Sexy. You don't go for the candles because that's too sissy. You basically light her furniture on fire. You want that soft light. And you have to do it before the house burns down. Oh, yeah. We're talking Criminal Minds seduction. Ooh. And as the house is burning, the only thing you can do is hear her try to break through the ball gag like a chipmunk. Oh, yes. Sexy. And then the song, Ellen. Here's the song. I can't get it out of my head. Here it is. What do you think? What do you think?
I like that song.
I really do. It's in my head. I can't get it gets into your head. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's change your mind to Naughty Cooking with the Naughty Chef. She's a celebrity chef, but she's not naughty. I just like to make naughty food. Naughty food. You know that? It's Friday.
Not.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday. It's Friday.
Yeah.
I that song is still in my head. Can you imagine that? You like, just the beginning. I just had, it's like a fixation. Just one more time. Just the beginning. Just the beginning. I got to have one more. Got to have more with the BDSM song. the lyrics on that one? You want to hear the lyrics? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring Chef in because I want to play the lyrics, and then we'll get it talking turkey. Put our hands on some turkey. But let me give her the proper introduction because I think she's curious of the lyrics myself. I think she is herself. How about you? Yourself, Ellen?
Mm. Yeah. Yep.
That culture, man. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the celebrity chef, you have heard her on the radio worldwide. You heard her cook. You heard her recipes. You have heard her hurt me. You know, the reason we do this subject, and sometimes we do this live, because she likes to cook for slow people, and if I can understand it, anybody can cook, and I am the guinea pig. Bring in a slow guy. Hello. You know, so she has her hands full, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, celebrity chef.
Wait.
Huh? Okay.
After you introduce her.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, I was going to.
Go ahead.
You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, the celebrity chef, Charisse, Chef Charisse Kateri Cox. She is. There she is. You know that?
Good morning, Ellen. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. You can tell she makes, you know, she drives in here with her BMW Monday and whatever. You can tell she's very successful because this is a chef that makes a lot of dough. You know what I mean? A little chef joke. Yuck.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Chef. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Oh, we're good. We're good. Chef, do you like that song? You like that song?
I think it's, I like the beat. I can't really hear the words too clearly.
Right. Here's the lyrics to that song. I know what you like, get the champagne. Hands on your thighs, want to get your body high. Get low or no. I know you want to fight, set a new pace. Want to do you right, keep your body to the sky, go slow or no. Then it says, yes or yes. Do you want it in? You want to be stressed, I'd rather have sex. You and I and my dirty mind, we can stay high or no. Yes or yes. Do you want it in? You want to be stressed, I'd rather have sex. You and I could die 1,000 times. We can stay high or no. Let me change your mind, give you new fame, make you feel shy, keep it 50 all night, let go or no. We can let it ride, play a new game, heavy over time. We can do it for life, go pro. Or no. This is yes or yes. Do you want it in? You want to be stressed, I'd rather have sex. You and I and my dirty mind. We can stay high or no. Yes or yes. Do you want it in? You want to be stressed, I'd rather have sex. You and I could die 1,000 times. We can stay high or no. We can stay high for life or tell me to go. No, no. Do you want it or no? We can stay high for life or tell me to go. No, no. Do you want me or no? No, no, no. In the last verse, yes or yes. Do you want it in? You want to be stressed, I'd rather have sex. You and I and my dirty mind, we can stay high or no. Yes or yes. Do you want it in? You want to be stressed, I'd rather have sex. You and I could die 1,000 times. or we can stay high or no. So the first verse is, which I do like, and you're right, it's hard to hear the lyrics. The first verse is, I know what you like, get the champagne. Hands on your thighs, want to get your body high, get low or no. I know you want to fight, set a new pace, want to do you right, keep your back to the sky, go slow or no. And here it is right here. So here we go. So we have a little bit. So let me see. Let me see. So here it is. I'll try to do it, but I can't do it as sexy. I just woke up, but I like the verse. It says, I know what you like, get the champagne. Hands on your thighs, want to get your body high, get low, or no. I know you want to find, say the new pace. Want to do your right, keep your back to the sky, go slow. Or no. It. It's a little bit more. What do you think? What do you think?
It's mm-hmm. okay, Frost. I guess I should have to hear it on my own.
Yeah, I think you do. I'll send you the lyrics. I'll send you the lyrics, and then you can listen to it, and then it'll make a lot of sense, but it's really sexy lyrics.
Well, who is it? Who's singing?
I will give it to you on Facebook. It's our little naughty song. Me and yours and Ellen.
Oh,
naughty.
Gosh.
Did you hear me? I had to spank my coffee this morning. It's a little strong.
Yes, I heard you spanking your coffee. Oh, gosh.
Naughty coffee. Sometimes you got to be heavy-handed with the coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
You watch Evil last night?
Yes, I sure did.
George came back.
Did you think it was over the top? What he doing? I don't know if he's Satan, But when they were making love, you know, they took risks. That was on NBC. Was that? No, that was CBS. I'm going, damn. Yeah, I'm going, when they were making love, I'm going, what channel is this? Hide the kids. this is the same channel that I saw Charlie Brown and his pumpkin.
Ooh.
And, you know, I like the shot that they took. They took, and it's the first time I've ever seen it. And they made, and it was a great love scene for TV. I mean, it was kind of strong, wasn't it? I mean, my eyebrows raised. I'm going, damn.
Well, you know what? After 8 o'clock, you can expect to see a whole lot of stuff happening now.
Wow.
Once the kids go to sleep, yeah.
Did you see? You know, I noticed it. I bet you Ellen didn't notice it because I have this old OCD and everything. When he kissed her, when he said. That was my move. Get out, Brian. One last kiss. I said, hey, that's my move.
Yes.
Okay.
I did notice. Yeah. I saw when
Did you notice how dark her eyes got after he kissed her, though? Her eyes went black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It went black?
Yep.
Her eyes went black.
Yes, she's
black. Right. And I'm going, wow. And then that's exactly what happened with the girls I go out with. It's like they become psycho bitches. That's my move. Get out, Brian.
Oh,
well, one last kiss. Okay. All right, here we go. And it was so freaky. Did they go over the top with the bed when they were making love in the bed and the flames? And the flames just engulfed the whole room. What did you think of that? It's like, oh, shit.
That was cool.
You know what that reminded me of? It reminded me of, remember that Keanu Reeves movie where he played the devil? So what was that called? Devil's Advocate? Is that what it was called? I can't remember the name of the movie, but that's what it reminded me of.
Wow. But that was a cool scene. What do you think? I mean, all of a sudden the bed just... And then the whole room
that was
just...
Good.
Wow, and her passion in her face and her eyes were black, and it's like, wow, I'm watching devil porn. And it's like, hey, a little guy.
You're watching Satan set.
Wow. You know, if you really want to be evil, you can flip it, and you can see that's how the Lord got Mary. Think about it. Think about it. There was just no video. Devil likes to play video.
Erin was sitting here last night watching it with me, her and her friend.
Uh-huh.
She didn't see the part about them, you know, having sex. She had gone to her room by then. But she saw George, and she goes, ew. She goes, ew, he's ugly.
Yeah. Ellen has this freak thing for George now, Charisse. She's so turned on by George. She really is. George is the demon that comes
like
to her
George.
Tonight.
I think George is misunderstood.
Oh, really? There's no misunderstanding about George.
See, George and I would have a problem the way he was drooling on our floor last night.
No.
I would have handed him a rag and told him, clean that mess up.
Yeah, the drool part would
go.
Oh, look, George, here's a dribble bib.
Wow. You know what I thought? See, sometimes I don't have it extensive like her, but you have. I think we all had maybe, what do you call them, dream terrors or night terrors, something? I think we all have experienced at least one that we're in that state. I love what the doctor did when he gave her the blue what was it? The blue string? That was a brilliant idea. In a horror film and everything, that was brilliant. That was original. I'd never seen that before. You know what I mean? It was absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. And I go, damn. Yeah. Yeah, but that making love scene on CBS, really? I mean, they did it beautifully. They're very careful. They're very careful. But... you can only be careful so much, you know what I mean? And And the chance that they took for the older person, an older person making love, see, that's what you don't usually see. And that's another chance they took because she was probably in her 60s, 50s, I would say 50s to 60s. And they picked a good actress for this. And, you know, he's older. And you actually see, and you know what I liked about it is they actually see them making love and not you know, being crazy. And it was passion. Mm-hmm. And it was erotic. It was erotic.
Well, that's what they say. They say that the devil seduces you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they showed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Can you imagine if they did it to this? Ooh.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. You get it, George. You get your thing, George.
That wasn't George. That was Leland.
That wasn't George.
What about that little rhyme that he was doing? I like coffee. I like tea.
Yeah.
I like, well, today's with me.
Like,
oh,
what was it? I like the devil that will play with me or something like that. It's
like
really.
The devil.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was kind of scary. And I'm going Channel 2 when she. It was so cool how she got the cloth. I'm going, what's she doing? When she goes, you wait right here. And as she went in that kitchen, and not only when she got the, I understood the knife. I go, what's she doing with the cloth? And I go, damn.
Because she must have a medical background because she told him specifically, look, I didn't cut your carotid and I didn't cut your jugular vein. You have 20 minutes to get to the emergency room. You'll need 20 stitches. Now go.
And you're right. And they showed the blood and you could hear the cut and you saw the blood. I go, Channel 2? This shit has more explicit than Netflix. And when she could hear that...
Mm-hmm.
And the blood just coming out, and then that's when she gave him the cloth. She knew it was like, oh hey, what about that scene, huh? What about that jungle fever scene? That no. They're pulling all stops on this one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Her no, I'm
and her
not so
sexual...
mad that they took Luke Cage off.
Oh. But what do you think of that scene with her and the guy, the spiritual guy who works with the church, the black guy and her, and she's
David.
Married.
His name
David,
is David.
What do you think of? Yeah, what do you think about her dream, huh? Oh. Mm-hmm.
Was that her dream or was that his? Because it kind of got
hers.
Mixed up.
That was
no, that was her
okay.
dream.
Okay.
No, he wasn't dreaming. He was high when she came to the house. So yeah, but he was really high. And he looked at himself on the bed, but that was her dream. Because she went into the psychologist, and she see the psychiatrist. She goes, and I had my sexual dream. It was her dream.
Okay.
Naughty, naughty. Ooh.
Yeah,
you missed that? You missed that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, here's what she did.
Sorry, I was hungry.
Oh my God! You take her to a porn movie and she's getting takeout. I'll take the sandwich, baby. But put a little bit of ham there. You know.
No, you couldn't watch a porn movie with me. I'd laugh all the way through.
You probably would. But that scene was kind of intense, where she goes. He goes something like they're arguing, not really an arguing. They were disagreeing, and then she. Tried to turn away and he grabs her and then they look at each other in the eyes and then he kisses her. It's like ooh, so wrong but so right about now. Evil man, I'm hooked. All right, let's get to it. 42, we got a double hitter today. We have the celebrity chef Charisse is here and we're going to go over it really fast. Here's how it works. I'm not making a turkey. Usually we have time, and we're in the kitchen. We're making a turkey and everything. We don't have time for that, but we do have time for this. These are the 10 things. Get ready for Thanksgiving because it's coming, man. It's only 3 weeks away. All right. Chef, if you like to make a comment, but I'm going to read 11 unintentionally sexual food names. These are real food with real names.
Leave it to Brian to find food porn.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go. I just, with products like is Crunky Nude Ball and Semen Dip, these 11 foods will have you back on your diet in no time. It says, where do I see it? Because it's not giving it to me. Semen Dip? And it's spelled C-E-M-E-N, Semen Dip. That's what it's called. So that's like the cumin, and you guys call it cumin. You can't fool me. Doesn't give me sexy names. It says, like, number one. Well, that's number one. Oh, damn, we don't have time. I'll try to go as fast as I can. You give me number one. It's called Not My Jam, and the jam says it tastes like grandma. These are actual ads for actual food. Not joking. It was on a shelf as a kid eating jam, and this title says, tastes like grandma's homemade jam, black raspberry. But the top of it says, tastes like grandma. And then you have to go down, homemade jam. That was number one. It goes, we'll trust you, kid, but we won't try it. That's the comment on it. And this one says, Domino's Dream Cream. It's not the pizza we were dreaming about, and it's a pizza with a lot of broccoli on it. Broccoli, that's what it is. Number three, out of the world taste. It's called fish balls. A taste that's out of the world, fish balls. And then the guy's making a comment. We could only assume. It looks like meat. Looks like meatballs on a stick. They call it fish balls. Okay, there's another dessert called Finger Mary. Finger Mary, M-A-R-I. Finger Mary is a wafer. And a guy said, that's one cookie we could resist. Finger Mary. That's the name of the food. Number five, Crunky Nude Ball. What it is like, looks like peanuts on chocolate. It's an accurate description, we guess. It's called Crunky Nude Ball. Here's another food. Areola. A-R-I-O-L-A. It's an Italian wine. Areola. And they double as a lingerie company. Okay. Semen Dip. Fresh Semen Dip. I guess you can get it at the store. We don't care if it's fresh. It's not a dip we want. It's a semen dip. Ellen, look under semen dip and see what's the ingredients for semen dip. Can you please? Here's another one. Double Cream Betweens. What it is an Oreo cookie. And the name of it is called Double Cream Betweens. It's a poor man's Oreo cookie. All right. This one is Mini Dick Man. Mini Dick Man is actually a product. And it's a cupcake with a phallic symbol. It's called Mini Dick Man. Even with the addition of the word mini, these snacks do not sound cute. It's called Sleazy Snacking. Okay, another product called Cock, C-O-C-K. What it is a chicken-flavored mix called Cock. Another product called Paula Dern Butt Massage. She has a collection called Butt Massage. That's Paula Dern.
They don't have a recipe for it. They just say that the first thing that came up was four foods you can cook using semen because this is real.
Real semen? Are you serious?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
All right. Whew. That didn't go well.
Ew.
Yeah. That didn't go well. Wow. What is Michael Myers' cookbook? What the hell is that? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what it said.
No way. Really quickly, Chef, let's get to the nice part. These are, and then we'll go for the turkey and everything. 10 common turkey mistakes you won't make this Thanksgiving. I'll say who they are if you want to make a comment. Right, here we go. Number one, these are the 10 common mistakes that you make making your turkey. Here we go. Number 10, your turkey carving is shameful. Can that really mess up a good turkey? You know, you're putting all this time into a chef. I mean, when you make a turkey, you're actually having a day. It's a day. It's a whole day, you know, 8 hours with the bird or whatever. And so you get some idiot who's a slasher, and you get Jason carving up the turkey. Does it mess it up? Because I know about presentation, Chef. What do you think?
You know what? It doesn't really bother me because at the end of the day, I'm still ripping the turkey apart. to get it off the bone. I never put the whole turkey in the refrigerator. So it doesn't
really
make a difference to me, yeah.
Well, this one, just in case you're a slasher and not a carver, what it's saying really quickly is allow the bird to cool down for about 15 minutes before you start the carving process. Start with the cutting. Start with cutting the leg quarters away first. I did not. Mm-hmm. Cindy does that. She cuts away the leg, and you probably suggest that, right, Chef? You get the leg
mm-hmm.
quarters out
yeah.
of there first.
Yeah.
And then you work on the breast meat. See, I could remember that because that is like part of making love to me. You know, you start with the legs,
yes.
you do the licky, and then you work on the breast meat, and then you go
yes,
down.
Please don't lick my turkey.
I'm going to molest your turkey. Oh, the turkey molester. I saw you on the web. You. I saw him. You know what I do? I got to admit, I do this every year, and it cracks me up. Did you ever slap a turkey? It sounds just like a human being's butt. You know, when you have that
mm-hmm.
turkey up there and you just slap it, doesn't it sound like a human being's ass?
Mm-hmm.
I like to do this all. I spank my turkey. Bad turkey. It really does. It does. It sounds like a human being's ass.
I can ask you, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, no. She goes, stop it. And then don't let me talk about the opening of the turkey. Oh. She goes, if you say it looks like me, you're getting the fuck out the house. Okay, maybe it's a little smaller.
Mm.
Get out! Anyway, you start with cutting the leg quarters away and then work on the breast meat. Three, try to take the breast meat off the bone in one large piece. Again, porn, breast meat, bone, still, image. I could remember this. So you try to take the breast meat off the bone in one large piece and then slice it crosswise to ensure thicker, even slices. Four, cut the thighs into larger pieces. How do you cut the thighs into larger pieces? I don't know. Five, only cut off what you want to eat right away. If your family doesn't plan to eat most of the bird during dinner, carve only half of the turkey. Carved meat will dry out faster than if it remains intact on the carcass. Did not know that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Number nine, really quickly, Chef. Roasting a turkey well over 165 degrees, right, Chef? You got to get in that.
Yeah.
You don't trust the thermometer. That's what you said. Do you trust it? No, you don't trust the pop-up. You do trust the thermometer,
but not the pop-up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For to eat it perfectly safe is 165 degrees. It must be. And Chef, it depends on
mm-hmm.
where you stick that thermometer. Am I correct? Because a lot of people, if you stick that thermometer on the wing or on the, you know, don't you have to stick it on the breast between?
You have to stick it on the breast and all the way down till it touches the bone.
Mm.
That's the true reading.
Oh, okay. So on the breast, till it touches the bone, the breastplate, huh? I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always just
yeah.
stuck it on the breast and, you know, I didn't hit the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight. Cooking at too high of a temperature. Some people want to rush the turkey, and I'm looking at the picture. I get that. I hate when it's charcoal or it's black on the outside, and you still and the stuffing and everything. And it says here, Chef, you agree or disagree? If you cook your turkey at too high of a temperature, the skin will burn, and the meat will likely be undercooked.
Undercooked. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm. They recommend, Chef, 475 to 500 degrees. What do you think? See, here's the thing.
That's
for the
too
first
high.
20 to 30 minutes, that's what they said. Then you reduce the heat to 400 until it reaches 165. Do you agree or not agree, Chef? Because everybody has their own technique.
I put mine up to 475, and then I kind of
mm-hmm.
brown the skin. Not too much, though. Maybe like 5 or 10 minutes. And
mm-hmm.
then I'll turn it down, and I'll cook it on, like, 300 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So
300?
Well,
I slow
roast mine.
Right.
And then I'll hike it back up again for another 15, 20 minutes just to really brown the skin. But I slow roast mine, and I'll tell you why, and it's in the recipe.
Wow. Good tip, Chef.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, You skip the meat thermometer. These are the mistakes people make. And, Chef, you just said that. Make sure you got that meat thermometer. Don't rely on the pop-up. They have the same thing. Many people skip using a meat thermometer and just rely on the pop-up. This will get you into trouble, just what the chef said. Use a standard meat thermometer that is metal and designed to withstand oven temperature. Position in the thickest part of the turkey's thigh. They say the turkey's thigh. I say breast. Thighs or breast, mm-hmm. I don't know. Because the dark meat of the turkey thigh takes longest to cook. Well, it's true. I went out with a lot of African-American women, and it is true that it gets them a little hot. It does. I'm down there. The dark meat of the turkey in the woman's thigh, it takes longer. I'm licking the thigh. What are you doing? I'm trying to get you hot. Not working. Better pull your nappy head up there and start talking to my breasts. I'm talking, hey, I'm working down here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
And pull your nappy head up here and pay attention to my breasts. All right. Lady T must hate me. Is this a cooking show? Number six, not using a roasting rack. How big a mistake is that, Chef? I'm looking at it right now. There's a pan, and you need to uplift that turkey so the grease can fall down into the pan. Is that very important? Because
mm-hmm.
it looks like a crispy turkey. I never have done that.
Yes.
I always.
Yes, definitely.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. It says here, it boggles my mind how many people don't use a roasting rack. Ellen, do you use a roasting rack? I have never used one.
Yes, I do. I have a pan that has a rack in it, yes.
I can't mention it to Cindy because she's already mad at Chef. Because I'm thinking, baby, maybe we should get a roasting rack. Where did you learn that, honey? Nowhere. Uh-huh. Because we've had this conversation. I told you we had the conversation with the ribs, and I was too honest with her. I said, honey, I'm going to slow cook the ribs. Okay, well, honey, this is what you do. Well, that's not what the chef said. What? That's not what the chef said. What do you mean? Well, maybe you've been doing it, and this is exactly what happened. Maybe you've been doing it wrong all these years. Really? Gee, this is an actual real conversation. And I'm noticing the tone of one of us. Not good. And I'm not getting the clue. And she goes, I've been cooking, and her response, Chef, I've been cooking this for like 16 years for you, and you love it. I go, well, maybe I can love it more if you do it right. Because the chef said, you got to turn. This is an actual conversation. The chef said, well, she's a chef. Oh, really, Ellen? Let me tell you something. If I'm up here trying to fix the heater, and I'm not a professional, and sometimes the heater man, if she's saying, the heater man says that you need a washer in there. Really? I've been fixing this heater for 20 years. I know, but I'm that noise, clang, 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 clang. You like the noise. Maybe you need a washer. That's what the heater man said. So I think I'm giving her advice. So she goes, what did you say? I go, well, she's a chef, baby. Maybe you're not doing it right for all these years, and it could taste better. And that's when she put down the utensils, and I just heard, and the whole room got very quiet, going, oh, do you hear anything? Suddenly it's quiet, like I'm in a vortex. She goes, what do you mean I'm not doing it right?
No woman wants another woman cooking for their man. Understand that.
But you're a chef. You're a chef.
It doesn't matter. I'm still a woman at the end of the day.
Yeah, you are at the end of the day, but right now you're a cooking lady. And so that was a real conversation. She goes, all right. And then she used the F word without us having sex. Are you fucking kidding me? Ooh, that word belongs in the bedroom. Foul. Because we have foul words. Foul. We have cold words before it gets too hot. Safe word, foul. So how long have you been talking to Chef? Oh, Chef. And here's how, Chef, I'm scared of you. How long have you been talking to, oh, Chef. Oh, God, I've known Chef for 5. And here's me. 5 years. We just started talking. She makes great recipes. I mean, I never got into food, started talking to her. Really? And what else the chef said? Well, normally, first of all, you got to put on an oven mitt when you go in the oven. That's number one. She just looked at me. She goes, why don't you do it yourself? I go, why am I doing it myself? You're right there. Really? then why don't you just call your chef, and maybe your chef can tell you how to cook this, because I ain't telling you anymore.
Ooh.
I go, what's wrong? And I go, oh, you got attitude. What's wrong with you?
Ooh.
And who's going to cook my meat? Call your chef. And I'm not quite sure that she addresses you with the right title, because I call you celebrity chef, and she walked out, you call your fucking chef. Not a title. Not fucking chef.
Ooh.
It's celebrity chef. Not a title. So we're at that point. We're at that point. I don't know why she's mad at you. I have no idea what's going on with that woman. All right, Cookie Monster.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I wonder, Brian.
I don't
right?
know who got into her. I know I didn't. All right, number five. Forgetting to season. Seasoning the turkey. I don't season. Ellen, do you season your turkey? That's a lot of seasoning. I have never seen seasoning on turkey.
Oh, my goodness.
I do season my turkey. We have something. It's called Tony Sachery's Cajun Injector, and I use that to season my turkey, and
all
I
right.
also put seasoning on top.
Well, here's a suggested seasoning. Chef, you can add on to it really quickly. You can simply sprinkle some salt in its cavity or loosely stuff it with herbs, lemons, onions, and fennel. I don't know what fennel is. F-E-N-N-E-L? Fennel?
Mm-hmm.
Not to eat.
Yeah.
I don't know what fennel is. Okay, number three. Here we go. That's number four. Putting a damp bird in the oven. Don't do it. Don't put a wet bird in the oven. Chef, that's what it says. People make this mistake. They're putting a damp bird. They want you to put the towel on it and soak up the wetness or whatever, the moisture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's important to
because
pat your turkey down.
Your skin to crisp if it's wet.
That's what you... Really, chef?
Oh, God.
Here you go,
I forgot
chef.
Who I was talking to.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah. Chef. Naughty, naughty. Yeah. Say that again, chef. Can you say that one more time, Chef, to repeat what you just said?
I will not.
Okay. Just cooking. Mm-hmm. Mm. Chef went naughty on me. It's like my cup of coffee this morning.
Oh,
naughty
my
coffee.
Goodness.
Mm. Spank my coffee. See how my coffee's doing. Hey, coffee. You all right, coffee?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Look like you got one more drop left, coffee.
Oh,
take
Lord.
It. Take it.
I will, coffee. One drop
uh-huh.
left.
It's yours. Anything you say, master.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll just
oh,
go
goodness.
Ahead and sip it. Mm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm.
Can you spank me before you wash me?
All right, one last spanking. Hold on.
Lord.
Oh, coffee.
Brian. Spank me on the bottom. Get my saucer.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, bad coffee. Mm. Lady T. Sword, is this a cooking show? Cooking with Brian?
Oh, Lord.
Sometimes I just spank the coffee. I know. It's naughty.
Ow.
Number two. You don't let your bird come to the room temperature. You don't do it. What happens, Chef, if you leave your bird out and it's room temperature?
It actually helps to adhere the seasonings, and it also helps to bring up the temperature so that your skin, again, will become crispy and not
That's
soggy.
Right. Right. There you go. And the number one mistake people make is not giving your turkey enough time to thaw. They get that turkey and that frozen thing, and they're thinking 4 or 5 days. Each refrigerator is different temperature. That's the number one thing. And you said per pound, how many minutes per pound?
7 minutes.
Really? Okay, because when you buy the turkey, and when you go shopping and it's frozen, it will, you got to remember, it will defrost at a rate of about 4 pounds per day. Four pounds per day. That's how it would defrost. So if you got a 24-pound turkey, 4 pounds per day, what is that? About six days. A week, 6.5 days to defrost before you could even do anything with the turkey. That's very important. I don't think a lot of people know that. All right, let's do it really quickly. And ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Chef and hold on, my computer stalled. We're going to go over the ingredients. We're going to go really fast. Here's how we do it. We're going to go over the ingredients. Get your pencil and papers. Old school. Get your computer notes ready. Here we go. I will go over it really quick in case any questions I need to ask. If not, the chef will go over the ingredients, what you need, and she'll go into the detail. Okay, 1 second. Let's get ready. Coffee. Speak to me, coffee. There's nothing left.
This poor coffee.
Coffee. Café fake. That's our safe word.
Café fake. Café fake. Oh my.
My French roll. Café fake. Talk to me, Café fake. Oh boy. Their second show you're going to enjoy because I can relate to, we're going to talk about schizophrenia. That should be good. Oh, one more thing with the coffee. I'm going to have to put the coffee away in a thing. But I want to see how the coffee is with the song.
Oh, jeez.
Coffee. Do you love me, coffee? Why? Only you lips touch me.
Oh my goodness.
I know coffee. I usually don't drink coffee, I drink cocoa. Oh Brian, I'm glad you switched to coffee. Only I could get you up all night. Yes, you do, coffee. You get me up all night. Oh Brian, oh coffee. Thank you, Brian.
Coffee!
Oh, I love it!
Oh, gosh.
I love you, Brian!
Bye, coffee.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know what to say or do. The poor coffee. I feel bad for it.
Oh my God.
Did he disconnect himself?
Coffee wanted privacy.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
You never know what the Cooking with Chef can come out to. You know what I mean? You never know what could happen. Chef?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sometimes you need coffee. You need a little coffee. Coffee's so needy. All right. Here we go. Here's the ingredients really quickly. Oh, there's Lisa. There's Miss Lisa. Hello, Miss Lisa.
Hey, how y'all doing,
hey.
Brian? Ellie.
Hey, baby, we're doing good. We're cooking with Charisse right now. We're about to cook the turkey, and we're getting
hey,
the ingredients.
Steph.
Good to hear you.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you, Brian. I miss y'all. I'm sorry I've been out of pocket.
Please
hey,
be patient
I know. Don't worry,
me.
Baby.
Please
you're
be
just
patient.
Making that
I'm
bank.
I'm working some things out. Huh?
You're making that bank. That's the only thing you need to
hey,
do.
I'm
you know what you got to do with
45 million.
Right. Wow. Wow. Did you have your coffee yet, Lisa? Miss Lisa, did you have your
coffee? I don't do coffee.
Oh, I do coffee. Coffee does me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, coffee makes my heart race, so I leave it alone. I don't want to have a heart attack.
Yeah. Not for the week.
But
yes.
I get up and I just stir around until I get awake and vibrant, so I won't be getting on the air like, oh, okay, how
like
y'all
me.
Doing?
I hear you. Your voice sounds great, but we got to speed it up because we only got 15 minutes.
Okay.
And I had a bad for your voice. Thank you for your voice. Here we go, baby. And don't forget, we got a second hitter after this show. You're gonna have to call back in because we're gonna talk about a serious matter about suicide and schizophrenia right after this show.
We'll
here
do.
We go. Here's okay. the ingredients. Yams. Ingredients. 4 large yams. Yeah. I am what I am. 4 large yams. 1/3 cup of water. 1/2 cup of light brown sugar. Just like my Miss Lisa. How are you doing, brown sugar? Sweet.
Be a
Patty Jones. Okay. 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg. 1/3 cup of vanilla. 1 stick of unsalted butter. And here's the directions. You heat the oven to 350. In a pot, boil the yams until soft. Remove the potatoes and let cool. It's just giving me a warning that our show's come on. In a pot, boil the yams till you boil the yams till they're soft. Remove the potatoes and let it cool. In another pot, combine the other ingredients and cook over a low flame. Cut the potatoes into small to medium cubes. Place them in a baking dish and pour the liquid over it. Liquid. Where's the liquid? I don't see the liquid. Where are we getting liquid?
You
okay.
should have mixed all your liquids, your water and your cinnamon, your nutmeg all together.
Okay, that's okay, cool. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you pour it over it. Sprinkle with some brown sugar, cinnamon, and nutmeg, just like the chef says. Bake for a half an hour. Remove, stir, and serve. Now, is this the sauce ingredients for the turkey? Is this going to make a sauce? The large yams and
no,
and this?
That's the yams.
Oh, really?
You know how?
Oh, that's
yeah,
the
you know how you have sweet potatoes and yams. That's
oh,
the side
I'm sorry,
dish,
I'm
man. Where are you being?
Oh,
I know that.
You're sorry, fool. Oh, okay. Take it easy. I'm already eating the side dish.
I thought I couldn't cook.
Well. Wow. So that's your yams.
Oh, goodness.
Let's go with the yams first. Let's go with the yams first because we only got 13 minutes. Okay, yams, ingredients, 4 large yams. Okay, here we go, 4 large yams. Are they small yams or do yams come just in one size?
They're large. They're very large.
Large yams. 1 cup of water. Mm-hmm. Now, some people, hey, chef, is it a different taste if you use distilled water versus other water? Carbonated water, whatever. Is it a different taste now because people have filtered water?
No. Not really.
Okay. Okay. Half cup of light brown sugar. I got that. A 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon. Really? So cinnamon with the yams, what kind of flavor? I mean, does it pop the flavor or I thought yams already? I don't know. How's the cinnamon, huh? Okay.
Yes, it does pop the flavor.
Pop.
Most
definitely
pop.
Yeah. Pop the flavor. 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg. This is going to be sweet. 1/3 cup of vanilla. Are you talking about vanilla extract? Am I correct, Chef?
Yeah.
Vanilla extract?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
1 stick of unsalted butter. Now, why is it? Can it be regular butter? Or why does it have to be unsalted butter?
Because I don't cook with salted butter ever because I like to control the contents of my salt.
Okay. Now you heat the oven
in 350. I'm cooking dinner.
No, it's okay. And a pot boil for until the yams are soft. Remove the potatoes. Let it cool. Cut the potato. Okay, good. Now we're going to the perfect roasted turkey. Here we go, y'all. One whole turkey, 2 pounds of butter. When you say whole turkey, what is the average pounds of the turkey? Are we talking 12 to 15-pound turkey? Is that what we're talking about?
You could do a 15-pound turkey all the way up to a 27-pound turkey or even a turkey breast.
You mean
so
a turkey breast.
It just depends on what you prepare.
Okay, and you did mention 7 minutes. Was it 7 minutes per – I'm sorry, 7 minutes
per pound?
Pound. What was it again?
Yeah.
Okay, seven minutes per pound. All right. And then you're using – you put the whole turkey. You need 2 pounds of butter, a quarter cup of Lowry's. A quarter cup of Lowry's. Are we talking Lowry's seasoning? Lowry's seasoning?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, when we go Lowry's seasoning, is it seasoning salt? Because I didn't see any other seasoning. Do they have other seasoning or
yes.
is it just seasoned salt?
No, it's Lowry's
they
seasoning
do.
Salt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They have other, they have marinades and things, but this is the seasoning salt.
Okay. And then you have 2 tablespoons of sage. Oh, I'm sorry. 2 large onions, 8 garlic cloves. Oh, I can smell it now. That smells so good. Chopped 2 tablespoons. Chopped 2 tablespoons of sage, 2 tablespoons of parsley, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 cup of oil. What kind of oil, Chef? What kind of oil?
I use vegetable oil. I use vegetable
now,
oil.
I like. Do you? Because I like to use canola oil. Is there a different taste?
You can use canola oil. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can use canola oil.
Okay. Let's see. Here we go. And the directions, everybody. Here we go. You don't need to clean the turkey. Oh, where am I? I lost myself. Remove the pot. Shit, I lost. 1 whole pound of turkey clean.
Turkey
and a pat. Allow this.
Ouch.
Hmm? Go ahead, Ellen. Take it from here. I got lost.
Correct. Clean the turkey and remove the inside pouch. You don't need to clean it with anything but water. Cooking kills all the germs. In a pot, melt the butter, add 1 teaspoon of Lowry's, pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, and 1 teaspoon of the sage. Allow the seasonings to melt and mash together. Get a turkey injector. And she, Chef says that she prefers a metal one.
Really?
For Kitty. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And
then,
go ahead, Ellen.
What you're going to do with that turkey injector or that metal injector is you're going to fill it with the butter and seasoning mixture. You're going to inject the legs, breasts, and the wings and season the rest of the skin of the turkey with the remaining seasoning and whatever butter is left. Insert some of the onions and garlic inside of the turkey. Okay, Chef.
Excellent.
You can finish. Yep.
Excellent. And Chef, mm-hmm. Okay, let's go with the ingredients and add the directions to it. Let's start with the yams and add your little. Is this your original recipe or these are recipes handed down and you might have tweaked it or is this a standard recipe and this is how to cook it? We're starting with the yams first.
This is a standard, my family standard recipe that we use. So it's 4 large yams. 1/3 cup of water, 1/2 cup of light brown sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg, and 1/3 cup of vanilla, and 1 stick of unsalted butter. Heat the oven at 350. In a pot, boil the yams until soft. Remove the potatoes and let it cool. In another pot, combine the other ingredients and cook over a low flame. Cut the potatoes into small to medium cubes. Place them in a baking dish and pour the liquid over it. Sprinkle with some more brown sugar, cinnamon, and nutmeg. Bake for 30 minutes. Remove, stir, and serve. Now for the turkey, you're going to need a whole turkey, whatever size you need, 2 pounds of butter, 1/4 cup of Lowry's, 2 large onions, 8 garlic cloves chopped, two tablespoons of sage, 2 tablespoons of parsley, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 1/2 cup of oil. clean the turkey and remove the inside pouch. You do not need to clean it with anything but water. Cooking kills all the germs. In a pot, you want to melt the butter, add a teaspoon of Lowry's, pepper, onion powder, and garlic powder, teaspoon of sage. Allow the seasonings to melt and mesh together. Get a turkey injector. Again, I prefer a metal one. Fill it with the butter seasoning mixture. Inject the legs, breasts, and wings. Season the skin of the turkey with the remaining seasoning and whatever butter is left. Insert some of the onions and garlic inside of the turkey. Pour some oil on top of the turkey. Cover and marinate for 3 days. Take the turkey out and allow to sit out for an hour. I say never fry a cold turkey. You can either fry this turkey or you can roast it. But either way, you never put a cold turkey into the oven or a fryer. And like I said, 7 minutes for 7 minutes for each pound of turkey. But that's my secret to a very moist and juicy turkey, is injecting it with butter and seasoning.
Wow.
Absolutely beautiful.
How long do you let it sit out after you take it out of the refrigerator before you put it in the oven?
I let it sit out for like an hour.
Oh, okay.
And when do you buy your turkey? Because this is already the 8th. So to prepare, and we just said it, it takes, 4 pounds a day? I think we said
mm-hmm.
something. So when do you buy your turkey, Chef, to get it prepared? Or around the 14th or the 15th? I don't know when Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm going this weekend to go get my turkey. I have a couple of orders to prepare, too. So I need room.
Right.
But
right.
I buy my turkey at least a week and a half in advance. And then
wow.
I let it sit in the refrigerator in a pan and then just let it defrost.
Okay. That's Chef Charisse, everybody. Chef Charisse, the celebrity Chef Charisse Cox, COX. And if you mention my name, she will raise the price of her recipe. So don't do that. Don't do that. Good morning. Good morning, lovely Melissa. And
good morning,
this show
everybody.
Good morning, baby.
Melissa.
It's Friday.
It's perfect. It's snowing here that you're making turkey.
Oh my God. You should see her yams. Oh, my God. Well, here's what's going
Beautiful.
To happen in 3 minutes.
This
show is going to end in 3 minutes. So everybody, you're gonna if you want to call back in after 3 minutes, we're doing the second half of the show with really quickly, Ellen, really quickly, our celebrity guest coming in.
Her name is Kimberly, and she's an author, and she's going to talk about suicide and schizophrenia.
Her son, she lost her son recently last year, so she's still going through this, and her son suffered from schizophrenia. So we're going to talk about the inside of a mind of somebody with schizophrenia. And, again, it's going to be sensitive because she just lost her son and what she went through, and also suicide. We're going to talk a lot about that. That's coming up in 2 minutes. So when this show ends, you have to call back in. And we know, and people, schizophrenia is not unique. It's more often than you think that people suffer from this syndrome. It's just...
Right.
It was hard to diagnose from the naked eye if you're not a medical professional. But we're going to go over that, and if you think you know someone or you experienced it or whatever, and are you experiencing suicide, because, again, suicide is an all-time high. 1 in 4 people will think about committing suicide. That's going to be the show in 2 minutes. Chef, I didn't have time to sing to you, Chef, but I want to thank you, and I'm Oh, really? Really?
You know I love you, Brian. You know I love you, Brian. But it's okay. I'll be okay that you didn't sing to me.
That's too funny.
You kind of hurt me, Chef. You kind of hurt me. I look forward to it all week, Melissa. Kind of hurt me, Chef.
My best time of the day. When Brian sings.
Best. I know, but it's tradition. Oh, chef.
Okay.
I wait all week to sing to you. Chef Charisse, everybody, you can get her on social media. You can get her on Twitter. She'd be nice enough to give you the recipe if you want to go and eat with her. We only got 90 seconds, and Chef does not want me to sing to her. It's the best part of the show. I don't know. Let me try it. Oh, Chef. We only have 60 seconds, Chef, but that's enough for me. I'll catch you. I'll make you do it later. I love you, Chef. And the way you cook your turkey, your dark brown thighs takes a little time to warm up. So a little bit more licking for the ticking. Oh, Chef. I'm just thinking of you, Chef. Oh, baby, see things my way. Chef, you're too cold. Warm up to me, baby. Come to the dark side. Oh, Chef. I gotta go, Chef, but this is on iTunes.
I'm spending my time, wasting my time, talking to a statue.
Chef, can't you see? I'm wooing you, baby. All time we have for. Oh, Chef, don't worry about it. There you go. I will not be denied.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Melissa says, I'm going to sue you for hurting my ears. It's bleeding now, you bastard.
You weren't that bad today. You weren't that bad.
Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah, he's actually pretty good,
sweetheart.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, hold on.
Oh, God.
I like that. I'm good, Ellen. I'm real good. I think I strained myself, got a hernia. All right, everybody. Oh, high notes. Hurt my balls. Hurt my balls.
On.
All right, I hope you guys come. We're running a little late. Love you guys. Melissa, it's great to hear your voice. Miss Lisa, always a pleasure to hear your voice. Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
I hope all you guys do. Thank you so much. All right. See you guys. We're running late. See you guys in about 30 seconds. Bye,
okay,
Chef.
Okay.
Chef Charisse, everybody, the celebrity chef. Yay.
Later, Chef.
Yeah, she'll
Bye.
Keep your meat moist. She'll keep that meat moist.
Oh, gosh.
Bye, everybody.